roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab. Stab. Stab.
Welcome to Stab, everybody. Are you ready to meet your contestants? Yes, JoJo Lewis, Jesse Jones, Jamie Fernandez, Jacqueline Wyan, John Ross, all J's are on the show tonight. Welcome to Stab, everyone. Thank you for coming. We know we had it advertised that Chris Emery was going to be a part of the show. He is stuck in Grass Valley, so he will not be participating in the show tonight, making it a true All J's show. So that's great. Chris Emery would have fucked it up. Not comedically, just alphabetically wise. Yeah, and personality wise. Stab is a game that you'll figure out what it is as we play it. Are you guys ready to play Stab?
Let's play it then.
Jacqueline, on this day, 1935, the world's first parking meter was installed in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. What did you do to celebrate that today?
Well, the celebration began last night when I purposely parked in a metered space, even though there was free two-hour parking nearby. I awoke at 8 a.m. to feed said meter, and nestled under my windshield wiper was a note. For me, I smelled it. It smelled like justice. And indeed it was. I had neglected to feed the meter at exactly 8 a.m., and awaiting me was a fresh parking ticket for $50. Holidays are notoriously expensive. I spent the rest of my morning writing, "Happy birthday, fella," in gel pen on every meter within a two-mile radius of my car. This took hours. A police officer noticed my holiday spirit, and when I waved, he shouted, "I finally got you." Evidently, some Grinch had reported several parking meter vandalizations in the area 2 hours prior, and the cops had tirelessly been searching for the perpetrator. They cuffed and booked me, but were very understanding when I said I had to be at a comedy game show at 8, so well, here I am. Happy parking meter day, fellas.
Jacqueline Warren. Jamie Fernandez.
Yes.
On this day, 2008, 16 infants in Gansu Province, China, I don't know if that's pronounced correctly, had been fed on tainted milk powder and were diagnosed with kidney stones. In total, an estimated 300,000 infants were affected. How did you choose to honor this event today?
Well, first of all, I love holidays, so I would definitely go all out and do something really special. I think maybe for this day, I would start out first by going to the Apple store in the mall. That would be a good way to honor China babies, just in general. I've been needing a new phone charger for, at least 6 months. I mean, my phone charger, it does charge the phone, but you have to, wiggle it a little bit, and the wires don't get in there just right. And sometimes, I'll be waiting for my Vicodin dealer to text me, and then I'll finally, go over to the phone, and it'll be dead for, an hour, and I'll be like, oh, it wasn't even charging. So I think going to the Apple store would be a good way, just as, to honor China babies. Yeah. And just as, an overall thank you to America. And then after the Apple store, I thought since the China babies got kidney stones, I'd try out that British pasty place over on J Street because they actually serve kidney pies there. And normally I like kidneys. I don't know if you I like kidneys as a delicacy, maybe on a crostini or something, a mouche bouche, with a little bit of salt, kind of bold flavor to it. I don't usually eat it in a pie setting. So I feel that would be a good way to honor the China babies is trying trying out a new restaurant after that. Then after that, after the Apple Store, trying out a new restaurant, I thought maybe I'd invite like 16 people out, like one for each of the China babies. Like just...
China babies.
Yeah. And I was thinking, too, I would like invite all of my Asian friends out like as an homage.
Yeah.
But then I realized that like I don't really have any Asian friends. Oh. And like... Well. But I don't think, like, it's not a personal thing. I think it's just, like, a lack of exposure, you know? Like, maybe maybe if I went to college or, like, started going to raves again, like, I would have more Asian friends. And really, it's like, that doesn't mean that I'm racist just because I have no Asian friends.
Sure.
Like, that's, I mean, it's 2014. I don't need, like, a certain race of friends to prove that I'm not racist, right?
No.
Like, I have this friend who always tells me that I'm racist because I don't date Asians. And it's like, that's not, that's just, like, an emotional, intellectual, and personal preference of a certain kind of person, so I wouldn't see. But anyway, I figure one day I'm gonna adopt a China baby anyway,
China
and I'll
babies.
Be able to do all of these things with them. So that's how I would honor the day.
All right, well, thank you, Jamie. I'd also like to welcome my friend Krista Yamashita here tonight. Thank you for coming down. Thank you. All right. Right in the front row. That's awesome. Thanks for coming. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Jesse Jones, you're sitting right there.
Sure.
On this day, 1999, John F. Kennedy Jr., piloting a Piper Saratoga aircraft, dies when his plane crashes into the Atlantic off the coast of Martha's Vineyard. His wife, Carolyn Bessette Kennedy, and sister-in-law, Lauren Bessette, were also killed. What festivities did you participate in to honor his death day?
As with all of my many Kennedy-inspired celebrations throughout the year, this one is high-minded, full of ambition and seemingly limitless potential, but ultimately flawed and marked by repeated tragedy. The festivities begin, as they always do, with the promise of greatness. A greatness that even the staunchest opponents of my get-togethers can scarcely bring themselves to deny. I bring our party together like none before me and likely none who will follow me with classic, ruggedly handsome decor, strong, commanding mix CDs, and a promise that before this keg is out, we will deliver a man to the corner liquor store for more cups and return him safely with those cups. Then suddenly, and without warning, a frightened cry erupts from the gathering, cutting through the confusion. Shots ring out. Jameson splashing across leather seats and crisp pink dresses, spilling onto the carpet, soaking into the fibers. The clinking of glasses, no one quite sure exactly how many or from what direction they're coming from. Some counted three, others five, some just one. A few pointed the lawn out back near the grill. No one can be sure. And just like that, innocence lost, our get-together shaken and thrown into turmoil by shots of hard liquor. We tried to regather ourselves, return to the way things were, Pictionary, apples to apples, Cuba. One of the bros, charismatic and driven, rallied friends and family, offering us something to believe in, and cruelly, naively perhaps, we began to believe again. When again, out of nowhere, another round of shots. How could it happen again? How could it happen so soon? It was too much for those on hand to take. We could no longer carry on. Another party struck down in the prime of its festivities. And those who remained were left with questions without answers, of hows and whys. A party with so much promise could end so badly, and if any of us would live long enough to see another party so awesome again.
Work. Yes. How are we? There we go. It's kind of up again. Jesse Jones. One more time for Jesse Jones. And JoJo Lewis.
Uh-huh.
On this day, 1969, Apollo program, Apollo 11, the first mission and to land astronauts on the moon, is launched from the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida. Actually, Cape Kennedy, Florida. I apologize. So tell me, how did you rejoice on this occasion today?
The moon landing was fake. So really, this is the to honor this day is to honor the first day of principal photography on a shitty indie movie, which is not worth celebrating. However, I did, in honor of the fact that it was the first day of that, I decided to go to Barnes & Noble and look up all my other favorite conspiracy theories, or as I call them, truth. Here we go. Put on my favorite foil hat and just went on down. Here we go. One, I remembered that Bigfoot is real and that he lives in Kansas City, where he works at a gay porno theater, and he is a bottom. I also looked up how the Loch Ness Monster is really three diabetic children stuffed into about 10 feet of nylon stockings and then left in a kiddie pool in East Lansing, Michigan. You know what chemtrails are, right? The streaks behind airplanes? That's actually Diet Sierra Mist, which... really harsh on your insides and results in sky diarrhea, which, that's why hurricanes. Kennedy was assassinated by a magic bullet created in the fiery pit of Crag Zolthor and enchanted with powerful death magic before being sent into the ether. There's so much more. TWA Flight 800 did not crash, but is a testing plane for a powerful infinite hydrogen super engine and is still flying today and is powered by the suffering of people on the plane who are not allowed to pee, ever. The Twin Towers are still standing, and a quick Google image search will confirm that the government owns Google, which is why they appear to not be there. And how many people have really gone to ground zero, honestly? If you say you've been there, you're fucking in on it. Now I think would be a perfect time to talk about my e-zine on all this, on these and other things. Available for $25 a month. If you talk to me after the show, you can get it for the special price of $25 a month. So happy July 16th, or as I call it, the day the moon landing started being faked. P.S. Wake up, sheeple.
JoJo Lewis. Chris Emery, if he would have been here, also today, this day, 1907, Orville Redenbacher was born. So, you know, I don't know what funny things we could have said about that. My voice is really dry. Could I get a Slurpee, specifically a Slurpee? 7-Eleven Slurpee, please. Someone could bring me that. All right, guys. We're going to need you to listen up for this next segment called Reorganization. These fine people here have been asked to take these existing acronyms and reimagine them. What does the new acronym stand for, and what and who does it now represent? We are going to go ahead and start with JoJo Lewis. Your acronym that you have to reimagine is OPP. OPP.
Okie dokie. OPP stands for the Office of Pinkening Pornography. Here we go.
Pinkening pornography?
Pinkening. The okay. act of making something more pink.
Okay. Thank you.
Wiki it. It's a realish word. All right. So have you ever watched an amateur porn and, like, from the first 30 seconds of what I like to call warm-up time, it's clear that the people you're watching did not set the lighting properly and the cameraman is casting his shadow, like, right on the action? It's a really common problem. This results in degraded image quality to your spank videos, which is why the Office of Pinkening Pornography was founded with a generous federal grant. Our office's sole job is to modify pornos so that all the squishy parts look pinker and more vibrant than genetics or proper lighting can make possible. That's right. If you're tired of Photoshop-only fucking with advertisements aimed at little girls, now you can enjoy Photoshopped images designed to mess with images of the female body for supreme gentlemen such as myself. close-up shots of a woman's virtue will no longer cause you to gag uncontrollably because she didn't use foundation, which is so disgusting. And say goodbye to ashy off-color penises, ruining your immersion in a tender moment between a woman, a man, and 49 of his friends. The Office of Pinkening Pornography, keeping you from throwing up while you masturbate for nearly 35 years.
Wow.
I'm so good at this.
JoJo Lewis, OPP. Jesse Jones, we're going to sophomore release you. The acronym you've been given, Jesse, is HPV.
Yes.
HPV.
HPV is half price vasectomies. Just because you're going in to have your crotch operated on doesn't mean it has to be a pain in the balls. At halfpricevasectomies.com, we find you a doctor in your area who will provide you the service you need at the price you can afford. But don't think that just because you're not paying as much, you're not going to get the same professional service you'd expect at those full-price vasectomy providers. Through our partnership with our specially screened medical professionals, we have several cost offset options chosen by the doctors themselves for you to consider. Whether it's just standing in their office, pants around your ankles, while your doctor adds your genitalia to his special patient's dong sketchbook, or wearing a mask to resemble their father, then peeing on them while calling them a dirty girl. There's a plan that'll fit your needs and theirs. HalfPriceVasectomies.com, where the unkindest cut doesn't have to cut into your life savings, and doctor-patient confidentiality extends both ways.
Jesse Jones. Jamie Fernandez.
I didn't write anything. I just reimagined the. Okay. Did you write something for it? Okay.
That's okay. The acronym that you were given is NAMBLA. NAMBLA, the North American Man Boy Love Association. Which is a thing.
Never a male bride, legally anyway. It's the Texas unofficial state acronym.
All right. Jamie Fernandez, Jamie. Jacqueline Wyand, the acronym you were given to reimagine is NBA. NBA.
Well, NBA stands for the Nary a Ballsack Alliance. And that's where women and eunuchs can come together in scroteless unity.
Wonderful. The one Chris Emery would have had was LPGA. LPGA. Do what you will with it. There we go. This next segment is called Write a Poem About It. So that's what everyone did, was write a poem about these subjects I've given you that you didn't get to choose. We'll go ahead and start with Jacqueline Wyand. Write a poem about Tracy Morgan suing Walmart.
Well, let me start by saying almost nothing rhymes with Tracy Morgan, except for greasy organ. But I couldn't fit that in, so here's my poem. There once was this guy, Tracy Morgan, riding with friends of Tracy Morgan. A sleepy truck driver left four survivors. Walmart sued by Tracy Morgan.
We're going to skip you, Jamie. You're going to go last.
I'm going to go last.
You're going to bring us home with the...
Nice.
Jesse Jones.
Yeah, let's see how this goes.
You were asked to write a poem about the Ebola virus.
Uh-huh.
Not the Eboa. Elboa.
Sure. Well, inspired by the popularity and success of this week's release of the new Weird Al album, I actually decided to go with a parody song, for better or worse. I don't even want this, but it's produced, and I wasted all my time doing this rather than writing the rest of my material. So, using the Fratelli's Henrietta, this is my soon-to-be-forgotten classic, Ebola.
Are you ready?
No, I am not ready in the least, but if you're going to play it...
I'm going to play it.
I'm going to go, like...
That was good. Sorry about that, Dan. Apologize. All right.
Got it.
I'm going to find it. See how loud this is here.
I hate myself.
This is so happy, Jesse.
Just clap along if you'd like. No, actually don't. Please don't.
Your forehead's warm, you feel like you got the flu. Felt it when we hit Congo. Is it just a dry heat? Did you eat the bush meat? It's probably nothing. I mean, what could it do?
Yeah.
Not like your kidneys might just shut down. Diarrhea shooting at your butt now. Probably should have skipped the fruit back dessert. We thought that purple monkey burger couldn't hurt. Sure wish that someone on the bus would have told ya. The Sub-Sahara is just lousy with Ebola. Now I'll wash my hands and we'll burn your blankets and we'll quarantine you. Break out all the hazmat suits and we will sterilize this room. Spray disinfecting hoses while you're dissolved away by tissue necrosis. You're gone, burn down the camp, leave no survivors. We can leave the cops on a high-speed chase back to the airstrip. There's a DC-10 waiting to take us back home. We can join all of the mourners wondering where you might have gone. Oh, so long, you're long gone. Yeah, it's wrong. We'll move on. When you're gone, won't be long. Oh, so long.
Jesse Jones, you wrote a song. You wrote a song for the show.
Super good.
Didn't I give it up?
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry about that. Wish that was on purpose. So did you record that? Like, what room of your house? Did you? I need a visual. What were you wearing?
No, it's just another bedroom. But I have bitchy downstairs neighbors, so I can only imagine their reaction to me singing terribly, like, 80 takes that just didn't work. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? It's the effort, right?
Sure, if you say so.
Pay for effort. Whose turn is it?
Disagree.
Who are we at?
I think it's mine.
JoJo Lewis. Write a poem about it. The positives of Christianity.
Before I read this, I want to point out I have a master's degree in English for writing poetry. And this is literally the first time I've ever had to use any of it. So I'm probably going to send this to like some literary journals when I'm done. So I'm serious. Here we go.
World premiere.
Oh, fuck. I hate reading these. Benefits of being a Christian. Here we go. With no time to waste and wonder if it's true, I think I'll go and throw rocks at a Jew. Whoa. Because that is the best part of belief in the dude who said you should turn a cheek, is you get to pick and choose the parts you want because he died to make sure that nothing counts. I'll switch it up. I'll turn wine to water in my bladder, then punch a woman since she's getting fatter from eating all that pork on Fridays. Gays, I'll string up by their toes while trays of fire ants eat their heads and tiny brains. Oh, and though my mom and dad took great pains to make sure I grew up well, I'll heap shames aplenty on them so they know how grateful I am not. Two crackers and some grape juice is all it takes to make my amends. So Sunday morning is the morning I'll send child porn to every woman who turned me down for sex. And pooping on the tree while my brother is getting hitched under it is the classiest wedding blunder I've ever thought of. And really, what's the harm in being Christian? Baptized in charm and holy river water that I pissed in a mile upstream. And guess what? This is not offensive. There's no permanent record. All my bad deeds will not ferment into hell. You can suck my staff and rod. No homo. My God is an awesome God.
Jojo.
That cost me $80,000.
I'm glad we could help. This next segment.
You gotta have Jamie.
This next segment
poem.
We're not gonna go to. Because Jamie Fernandez has a poem to read to you.
Yes.
In regards to... All right, let me explain this. Okay, guys.
I had the best subject.
You did have the best subject. Chris Emery, who was supposed to show up, he was to write a poem about an elderly person's genitalia. Right? Which would lead into Jamie's poem about a baby's genitalia. But you see... You know, Jesse Jones wrote these prompts. I can't take responsibility for these. That's not true. It was Dan Herrera. All right. It really wasn't. So, Jamie, just get this over with, please.
Baby genitalia.
Baby.
Was my subject.
Yeah.
And, Jojo, I hope you appreciate this because I wrote a sonnet in proper iambic pentameter. So, here we go. I call it baby genitalia.
Oh.
Shall I compare thee to a bigger dick? Behind a pearly diaper rich with stool, what was once considered filthy and sick, now loving infant vagina, totally cool. And one must not dismiss a boy's pee-pee. Thou art lovely on a toddler's frame. Unlike a man's privates when sleepy, a kid dick hangs short like a summer's rain. Though is this love for baby parts scorned, uncouth? Look, don't touch, they say. And so through tepid words I speak this truth. Under a baby's onesie I never shall lay. For thee, baby genitalia, I offer only words that stick. And tonight call out to you, I love you, baby dick.
I'm glad we didn't exclude that. That was pretty good. All right. Welcome, Krista. Welcome. This next segment is called Location, Location, Location. Answer me this, won't you? Why should I come to your business despite its shitty location? We're going to start with Jacqueline. Jacqueline, you manage an Islamic bookstore in the heart of Salt Lake City, Utah. Make me want to come to it, please.
Marge's Books, come on by. We have all sorts of books. We have the Quran. We have all sorts of books. Need a book? Come to Marge's. Need fire kindling? Hey, we got you covered. Marge's, it's a mecca of a great deal.
Jojo likes that one. Jamie Fernandez, back to you.
Yeah.
You are the proprietor of a small sidewalk caricature easel in Kandahar, Afghanistan.
Okay. First of all, shitty is a relative term. Kandahar is actually the second largest city in Afghanistan. So it's not that shitty. Which is why I thought it might be a good place for some zany, kooky characters for me to draw of people in wartime. While it's usually tourists who purchase sidewalk characters for themselves, you'd be surprised at how many members of the Taliban will take a load off right in the middle of the war just so they could bring home a wacky drawing to their horribly inferior wives. A caricature of you in Afghanistan will feature a background filled with rape, genocide, suicide bombers, and plenty of dead bodies, but with a wacky edge. If you thought war couldn't be kooky, think again. Using only quality type O positive blood siphoned from the bodies of the Afghan militia, I can create exaggerated features that are both comical and fucking scary. This summer, don't let a lack of policing, government, and human rights keep you from purchasing a wacky wartime caricature reasonably priced at only 3 cents a square of chocolate and a brown baby with white features. That's all.
Jamie Fernandez. Jesse Jones. Mm-hmm. You run a gentleman's club on the Gaza Strip.
Yeah.
A gentleman's club on the Gaza Strip.
Whether you need to escape from the near constant shelling of Israeli rockets or the near constant nagging of the terrorists of a wife sleeping next to you, we have just the getaway. Gaza's premier peekaboo voyeur exotic dance club, the chosen peephole.
He said the chosen peephole, everyone. Come on. Come on.
Hard to enunciate that one. Peephole. Take a seat behind 6 inches of bulletproof glass and take your pick of the finest full-bodied ladies in all the contested Holy Land. And when the chosen peephole says full-bodied, we mean it. None of these ladies has lost so much as a toe to the intractable holy war. Don't forget our Sunday settlement special. For every first-time visitor to the peephole, it's buy one well drink at regular price and get one house free. Our steel-reinforced disco has all of the latest amenities you've come to expect, from a professional-grade sound and lighting system and convenient ATMs to not being rubble. And remember, Tuesday's special Happy As It Gets Around Here hour, where drinks are half off, appetizers are only $2, and the dancers are all you can kidnap.
All right. JoJo Lewis, you have a custom body and paint hot rod shop located in Mogadishu, Somalia. A custom body and paint hot rod shop located in the Mogadishu, Somalia. What the fuck was I thinking when I wrote this?
I didn't Google anything for this, so this is going to be... Here we go. Come to JoJo Lewis's Hot Rod Extravagance and Body Shop Emporium, located in scenic downtown Mogadishu, Somalia. We offer the latest in bulletproofing, window tinting, titting's not the word, blood splatter cleaning, and fitting machine guns onto every available surface. You remember how cool the A-Team van was with the bullet holes? Well, we offer that style standard on every car that comes into our shop, whether you want it or not. We set ourselves apart from other body shops because our work is not only stylish but practical, as all our modifications are tested in the most extreme conditions imaginable. Specifically, we drive your car around our parking lot, which is, statistically speaking, only slightly less dangerous than the inside of a shark's mouth, where the shark has hand grenades instead of teeth. And if you like the classic American style of there being only rusted... I'm funny. If you like the classic American style of there being only rusted panels on salvaged cars, well, we wrote the book on that called Rust is the New Black. We offer a constant 25% discount on all body or engine work, mostly because if you drive here, you're probably only going to arrive with about 75% of your car. And when you arrive, make sure you say Captain Phillips is an asshole for a $10 discount on all services. Also, if you don't say that, we will lynch you as an example to other body shops. JoJo Lewis's Hot Rod Extravagance and Body Shop Emporium, located in scenic downtown Mogadishu, Somalia, across from the Dairy Queen. Look for our ad in this Sunday's Penny Saver.
JoJo Lewis. Chris Emery's he would be running an IKEA in the Congo, so that would have been. We'll have to bring Chris Emery back for his own show. You guys, are you guys ready to bring it home?
Yes.
So we call the end. This is our last segment, called "Dating Profiles of the Fictional and Non-Fictional OKCupid Format." We're going to start with Jacqueline Wyan. Your character, you'll be writing a dating profile from the perspective of Mrs. Butterworth. Mrs. Butterworth, the syrup lady.
Just a sweet syrup bottle looking for a good father to my children. Love, true blood. What I'm doing with my life. Trying to move on after the untimely death of my husband, the Quaker Oats guy. The bar scene really isn't my thing. It's not the men who bother me as much as the ants. LOL. The first thing people notice about me. My sweet ass. This is because of a horrible condition I have where my body fluids are mostly high fructose corn syrup and maple flavoring. Every day I long for the sweet release of death. The six things I could never do without. Waffles, French toast, pancakes, and three of my five children. And the most private thing I'm willing to admit, I am filled with ants.
Jacqueline Wyan. Following the breakfast time theme, Jamie Fernandez will be writing her dating profile from the perspective of Aunt Jemima. Aunt Jemima.
Yeah, it's getting pretty close to the showtime when I wrote this. All right. Aunt Jemima, about me. Hello, friends. After existing in the slave trade in the 1800s, I single-handedly invented maple syrup, immortalized my face on the bottle, and now I mostly hang out next to boxes of Bisquit at the local Safeway. Dating might prove difficult since I'm just a slightly sort of racist picture on bottles of syrup that no one buys because there's too much added sugar, but I feel like with the right fun, loving, open-minded guy, something really sweet might happen.
Because the sugar.
As a side note, if anyone, like maybe some of Jamie's friends, for example, tell you that I'm actually a real person with a real story and not just a picture, they're wrong. I'm just a photo on your syrup. On a typical Friday night, you can find me. There's nothing typical about my Friday nights, especially since I'm only an image and exist in no tangible way. If I was, though, you might find me binge-watching the latest Netflix craze with some waffle buddies and hanging out at a piano bar with some of my favorite soft butters. The six things that I can never do without. Existentially, I have no needs. Because I'm just an entity in the universe, created and forgotten, without ever having a physical form. But if I did have needs, they might be egg burritos, waffle irons, flour, Joanna Newsom, butter dishes, and my HTC Galaxy. The most private thing I'm willing to admit, if I did exist in a physical form, I think I would still always misspell the word beautiful because I'm such a ditz. All right, that's all I got.
Jamie Fernandez. Jesse Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Jones. The dating profile you are going to be coming from the perspective of is Data from Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Yeah. This is, I mean, this is written essentially just for JoJo. So if this doesn't work for him,
it's for JoJo.
Then, okay. Then I've failed this night entirely. Even more so than I imagined I already would. Again, I didn't go with what is it? Okay, Cupid is the general.
Okay.
Yeah. This is an OurTime.com profile. It's for singles over 50.
Okay.
So the email is sung.5.data@starfleet.ga. Last online, stardate 459.59.1. Looking for friendship, travel partner, pen pal. Education, graduate of Starfleet Academy, 2348. Height, 173 centimeters. Body type, I am composed of 24.6 kilograms of tripolymer composites. This just makes my whole day better. This is all I needed.
Nothing like a JoJo laugh.
11.8 kilograms of molybdenum. Damn it, I couldn't pronounce it all day. Molybdenum. Ugh. I even spelled it out phonetically. Molybdenum. God damn it. Cobalt. Alloys. And 1.3 kilograms of bioplast sheeting. My upper spinal support is a polyalloy, while my skull is composed of cordonite and uranium. Average build. Eyes yellow. Ethnicity Sung type android. Children, one child deceased.
See, I don't get it. I know that's something. I know that's something. Someone.
Pets, one feline designated spot. Smoking preference, non-smoker. Personality questions. Do you enjoy cooking? I neither like nor dislike the act of preparing meals. How patient do you consider yourself? I am neither patient nor impatient. I am simply capable of waiting indefinitely for responses to queries or arrivals at predetermined meeting points. Do you enjoy going to the movies? I neither enjoy nor dislike going to the movies. But I am able to sit quietly through the viewing of a film and participate in discussion of the story logic and technical aspects of it thereafter. How much do you enjoy going to live theater? I neither enjoy nor dislike going to live theater.
Jesus Christ.
But I can appreciate the time and effort put forth by all individuals involved to perform their interpretation of the material to the best of their abilities. How much do you like reading? I neither like nor dislike reading. But with a storage capacity of 800 quadrillion bits and a total linear computational speed rated at 60 trillion operations per second, I am capable of storing and quickly retrieving any previously read and pertinent information as the situation dictates. About me. Never married, former father of one, with one brief prior relationship. Uploading supplemental about me information. Girl, I fuck like the Gorn likes Gold LeMay shorts. And I've got my boner set to crush ass. You take a chance with Big Daddy Data, and I'm going to boldly take that booty where no man has gone before. You ever fuck on a Rise Up pleasure hammock? Shit, I got three of them bitches in my fuck brig. So you better bring your girls. So what are you waiting for? My ears are cold as a Vulcan in winter, and the only thing that'll warm them up is your thighs. You're disobeying Big Daddy's personal prime directive of non-interference with my blowing your mind. So let me show you just how fully functional I am in multiple techniques. Supplemental about me information provided with thanks by Lieutenant Commander Geordi LaForge.
Jesse Jones. Good job.
While you were talking, I was trying to figure out at what point would this dating profile have appeared, and it's the end of the series, but before the first movie. Okay. It would have to be, because he doesn't have emotions in the first part. He gets the chip after this is going off the rails.
You guys want to wait till we're not doing a podcast to have this discussion? No, I'm sorry, that seemed really bullying. I apologize. But, you know. Okay, JoJo Lewis, really bring us home. You're actually, this is the last prompt. The ball's in your court. You're the whatever. Again, can I get that Slurpee, please? I've been waiting for that Slurpee. JoJo Lewis, your dating profile is coming from the perspective of the Walmart smiley face.
Okay. Screen name is Big Yellow for You. 27, male, straight, single. Location, everywhere that you wish that I wasn't. Winky emoji. Okay. Self-summary. Sup, bitches. My name is Ching Hong Douglas. I'm the Walmart face, but everyone just calls me Biggie Smiles. I'm about chilling with my boys, dropping some mad prices, and giving back to my community sponsoring Little League teams and shit. You might recognize me from pretty much everything in your fridge, bedroom, bathroom, car, office. I'm fucking everywhere, and I'm super good at it. I am fluent in one language, dollar dollar bills, y'all. And I love being large and in charge. I got my own style, and I rep the color blue. And a lot of people blame me for ruining lives and not paying workers and brainwashing people, but they can suck my yellow penis. I'm used to haters because I am so good at the game. Holla at you, boy, and maybe we can kick it. What I am doing with my life. That question hits close to home. Getting cheap shit made out of lead and selling it to people too lazy to travel to more than one store. Also trying to get myself back in the studio. I am really good at balling out of control and also murking on Tracy Morgan. Topical. The first things people usually notice about me is my asshole. It is literally on the sign of every single Walmart store, and it says everything about me. It's large, Asian, dilated. It's perfect. The six things I could never do without: jumper cables, chapstick, an off-brand display model flat screen television, a box of It's, camouflage blankets, and a Blu-ray of the first season of Duck Dynasty. I spend a lot of time thinking about Kim Kardashian and where can I get some Ed Hardy shirts. I am looking for females who understand what balling on a budget means, ages 18 to 25, who won't be messing around with Target or Kmart or any of those other dicks, and that are single and bi or at least open to the idea. You should message me if you are the polar opposite of the people of Walmart. I don't know what that would be. I'm thinking like Vogue or Harper's Bazaar. Figure it out, bitch.
All right, JoJo.
There we go.
JoJo Lewis. That concludes this episode of Stab. Thank you, everyone. Give yourselves a hand for coming out. Let's hear it for all of our comedians, Jacqueline Wyan, Jamie Fernandez, Jesse Jones, JoJo Lewis. Also a hand for Art Luna behind the thing there. And our technical staff, Dan Herrera, Terry... last name, Terry Zellers, and Dan's girlfriend, Katie. So let's hear it for them. They're recording this podcast, and we should have it up soon somewhere. I hope. Here, I'm going to start that over again because I'm not done talking. Well, thank you guys for coming out. We're here every first and third Wednesday of the month, so please come back, tell your friends, and listen to us online. Thank you. Good night.